This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were kind of recapping the latest on the South Carolina attack by a police officer, a sheriff's deputy, who's actually now been fired, thank goodness, against a 16-year-old young lady who, by all evidence, really wasn't doing anything more than just sitting down. And right. She was viciously thrown out of, thrown backwards in her desk. The desk flipped back with her. Then she was yanked as hard as this officer could possibly yank to try to separate her from the desk, ultimately successfully getting her separated from that desk and dragging her across the floor to the point where he handcuffed her. And then later arrested one of the classmates. I've got the interview, a few quotes from one of those classmates here in a moment. And then we'll talk about the supposed Halloween night attacks that are slated to happen against the police.
That's the claim.
Daryl, you're going to tell us more about that. But first, we're going to go to Jim, calling from Colorado. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys. First, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm a retired police chief. That was before a young man had different view on things. So now I'm totally libertarian.
Right on.
What I wanted to say was that in any police academy, one of the first things officers learned is I understand it was taking the girl from a chair, right?
That's correct. She was in a desk. She was in one of those desks exactly. Where the chair is attached to the desk.
Exactly. So there's the simplest technique for reaching under someone's arm and taking their wrist. And you can control any person on earth with this technique, and every police officer is taught this in the academy.
Is there a name for that move where you, like, wrench their arm behind their back? You can basically make them stand up, get down?
You don't even reach behind their back. You don't even put their arm behind their back. You put your arm under theirs, and you bend their wrist forward. And at that point, it causes a massive nerve confusion, and they can't really control the rest of their body. I'm sure someone could probably call and tell you the name of the technique. Anyway, my point that I was wanting to make, and you guys certainly are great about this, is I would encourage your listeners to talk to the police and try to encourage them to take a libertarian attitude and the ethics to approach people right. I think people can get to the police. I was a police officer for 12 years. Ran a successful department. I didn't have corruption in my department. I had good officers, and it's because I talked to them in a manner where they had good ethics. And I think that you guys are doing a great job. I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I've got more questions about you, Jim. So why did you leave the business of policing?
Well, I started to come to a point where I realized that the feds were starting to become what we were. And incidentally, I quit September 9th, 2001, oddly enough, you know. But I started becoming aware of the deeper things in government, and I didn't want to be a part of it anymore, you know. Mm.
Can totally understand that, man. I appreciate the call. Anytime you want to chime in with police expertise, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jim, for dialing in tonight here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's part of the reason why you don't have as many good cops out there, because some of them just get fed up with dealing with the corruption,
right?
And dealing with the, you know, the ever increasing control by the federal government, as he was referencing, and they just figure, you know what, I'm close to my retirement, I might as well just call this a day, and then that's
even
it.
If they're not close to their retirement, a lot of young guys that get in and think I'm going to be one of the good ones.
Oh yeah, I'll change the system.
I can change this. They wind up getting so frustrated, they just leave and quit.
So if you want to share your story, you can do that. 855-450-FREE. Nia Kenny was arrested and jailed on a $1,000 bond, charged with disturbing school. Now, what does that actually mean? As we discussed in the last hour, if you're just tuning in, from the South Carolina State House website at scstatehouse.gov, it shall be unlawful for any person, willfully or unnecessarily, to interfere with or disturb in any way or in any place the students or teachers of any school or college in the state, or B, to loiter about such a school or college premises, or C, to act in an obnoxious manner thereon. So basically, anywhere you are, anytime there's a student around or a teacher around, you do something that they don't like, if it disturbs or interferes with them in any way, and of course, disturb is such a generic nebulous term that can basically be categorized to include absolutely anything that someone might consider to be offensive,
right?
Then they can charge you and arrest you for a misdemeanor. And that's what they did in this classroom after the first young lady who wouldn't get out of her seat was arrested, according to John Vibes over at thefreethoughtproject.com. As reported earlier this week, a viral video shows a cop slam a female student into the ground while she was peacefully sitting at a desk. Now we have learned that the student who filmed the attack was also arrested. 18-year-old Nia Kenny told WLTX she filmed the incident because she was horrified by what she witnessed. Kenny likely knew that without video evidence, the police officer responsible for the attack would not be held accountable. She said of her incident, quote, "I was screaming, 'What the F? What the F is this really happening? I was praying out loud for the girl. I just couldn't believe this was happening. I was just crying.' And he said, 'Since you have so much to say, you're coming too.' I just put my hands behind my back," she said. And it's probably a good thing she did that, otherwise she'd get a resisting arrest charge.
Yeah.
She added that, quote, "A man that used that much force on a little girl, a big man, like 300 pounds full of muscle, I was like, no way, no way, you can't do that to no little girl," she added. The incident reportedly began when the student who was attacked was caught using her cell phone in class. The teacher asked her to leave, and she refused. Then an officer was called, and she refused to leave again. Officer Ben Fields then decided that a student disobeying him was reason enough to attack her in the manner that he did. Now, as you know, Ben Fields has been fired. So I just thought it would be important to get the young lady's perspective on exactly why she did what she did. I think she's a hero for doing it, for standing up, speaking out, and further recording evidence of what actually happened. It wasn't just her. There were at least two other people in the class who pulled out their phones and also got different angles on this. And that, I think, was the most important thing they could do. I can understand why someone would want to keep quiet, because they don't want to catch a criminal charge as well. I mean, it's crazy that in South Carolina you can go to jail for disturbing school.
And my guess is most of the students probably don't know that it's illegal.
I speculate they might just know that it's illegal, because I think that would be one reason why they stay quiet. This is probably not the first time someone in their school has been taken out in handcuffs.
True.
I mean, if the word would get around in my high school, if they started criminally charging people for the same crap that we got, you know, in-school suspension for and Saturday school at worst, if they started criminally charging, that word would get around real fast. And I imagine it would influence how people behave. Let's go to Corey, listening in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNMT. Hello, Corey.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome, thanks. First, I think you guys are overstating a little bit. The officer's actions are not justified one way or the other. But she was not just sitting there peacefully. She had her phone on class with her, which you're not supposed to. You shouldn't have a phone in class, period. Two teachers and the principal asked her to leave the room.
So, that's fine, but it doesn't justify violence like that.
What did I say? It does not justify that much violence on her. But please don't portray her as Little Miss Innocent when three people have asked her to leave and she's still not complying with it. Again, there no abuse like that should take place in one way, shape, or form.
Okay, I get where you're coming from. If you want to stand by, Corey, we can continue the discussion with you, because it was actually John Vibes who referenced her as being peaceful, and I would say that if she's not being violent and if she's not causing a disruption, then she is being peaceful, ultimately, even if she wasn't doing what the teachers wanted her to do. But I can see a quibble about that, and we'll see what Daryl thinks here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Live. Join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was the young lady, still unnamed, the 16-year-old who was attacked in a South Carolina classroom, was she being peaceful? And we've got Corey on the line here. He's saying that maybe she wasn't peaceful if she was being disobedient. And I want to get into that here, and we haven't gotten Daryl's opinion on it yet either. But I also want to let you know about FreedomsPhoenix.com, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. And you're provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio. Back to Corey, listening in Gilbert, Minnesota to WNMT. So, Corey, I just want to make sure we're clear on this. You're saying this young lady wasn't peaceful because she had her phone out, and then when she was told to leave the classroom, she didn't leave.
Well, there's the side of hers, the side of the officers or the instructors or whatever you want to call them, the teachers, and then there's a truth that lies somewhere in the middle. I mean, if it's prohibited not to have the phones in there, again, it's not justified to pick her up, slam her to the floor, anything like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If that's part of the regulation and, you know, the teacher's trying to their best ability, keep the students' interest in what they're teaching in class, and she's sitting there texting on the phone. I've taught courses throughout my life, and to have somebody say they're texting on their phone, it's like, you know what, if you can't have the common decency to sit and pay attention to what I have to say, then get out of the room.
But, Corey, there are compulsory education laws that require that young girl to be in that school unless some court in South Carolina determines that her attendance in school is disruptive to the educational program of the school, unproductive of further learning, or not in the best interest of the child.
Yeah.
That's directly from the South Carolina statutes, so she is being required by law to be in that school.
Yes, but the way you guys are stating it, you're sounding like Sean Hannity, actually. You're stating it completely one way. If this is the way it's supposed to be.
Because I want to get rid of compulsory education laws that require a girl to be in a classroom that doesn't want to be in the damn classroom to begin with?
Just the one. Maybe she doesn't want to be in the classroom. She doesn't want to learn. But
yeah, and if she's not in the classroom, she gets arrested for not being in school.
Just because
she goes to school and doesn't pay attention, she gets arrested for not paying attention.
I think, Corey, you've made the mistake of conflating being in the classroom with learning. I mean, you said she doesn't want to be in the classroom. She doesn't want to learn. Just because you're in a government school.
Subject.
Huh?
That's a larger subject in all itself. But
yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, just because you're in a government school classroom doesn't mean there's any learning of any, you know, use, actually.
Generally, they're teaching you how to pass a test.
Exactly. Right.
A standardized test.
But, however, the way you were stating it about her sitting there peacefully, yes, the snippet that we saw that's been played over and over again, yes, she was sitting there peacefully. We don't know what happened before, so please don't keep stating it to make your ratings look better.
Well, odds are good if she was sitting there on her phone, then she wasn't disrupting anything, right? I mean, I had a situation.
She wasn't throwing things across the classroom. She wasn't, you know, like playing a tuba just hid the tuba.
Right. I mean, they did interview people about what happened, right? They talked to the students, and the students said that she was on her phone, and maybe she was chewing gum. So, I mean, by no means is that a disruption. Yeah, that's by no means a disruption. So, I mean, you could argue, I see where you're coming from, that had she been a disruption and, you know, when she was targeted for being on the phone, maybe she then, let's say she got loud and then defensive or something like that. Ultimately, you know, she was defending herself in that case. And further, as Daryl points out, she was aggressed against in the first place by being forced to be there. So you can't really blame her for not being interested in what it was they were teaching. I get where you're coming from, though, Corey, and I do appreciate your call.
Nobody can be blamed for their actions anymore, I guess, huh?
Oh, no. What about the people who are forcing her to be there? I mean, shouldn't they take some blame?
Well, it's our whole system, I guess.
Well, that's certainly true. Thank you, Corey, for the call tonight. Look, I get it, man. It sucks when you're trying to talk to somebody and they're on their damn phone. Whether it's just, you know, sitting there across from somebody or you're a teacher in a classroom. I can understand that, you're in the classroom as a teacher, you would like to be paid attention to, you think that you've put some time into this lesson plan or whatever, and that, you know, you don't think you're a terrible teacher, so why shouldn't they be paying attention to you? I could totally understand that. But ultimately, wasn't the issue really created when someone said something to her? I mean, otherwise she'd just be in her little phone world, right? You know how these people are there. They get their phones in front of them, and they just sit there, and they don't even know what's going on around them. Great example of that happened today. So
I was actually going to say, Ian, tell the story about what happened to you at breakfast.
So every week we have a breakfast that happens here where some of the local activists, usually just a few, like two or three, a few of us go out in the morning to the local college. They have a buffet that happens there all day long. So there's breakfast, lunch, dinner. Breakfast is pretty affordable. It's actually well done. They do
it's
a
like
lot of
$6.
Yeah, $6, all you can eat, and they have a lot of different stuff. So we're there doing our breakfast thing, and they actually had Tony the Tiger at breakfast.
He's great,
which I'd never seen that before. Normally it's a bunch of college kids and the people serving breakfast, but in this case, they had a guy in a Tony the Tiger outfit, and he was kind of going around doing what people in anthropomorphic animal outfits will do, not having sex. He was going around and he was, you know, meeting people, and you know, I don't know if any pictures were being taken, but that kind of thing.
You said there was a camera person, so
right, yeah. So yeah, he had a woman who was with him, sort of taking him places, and she had a camera. So we're just eating, and Tony the Tiger's going around, and then I notice I'm right next to the table next to us. I notice Tony the Tiger sitting down in the corner of my eye, and he's still sitting there. So I look over, and he's sitting at a two-top table, where the girl at the table, the college girl, is sitting directly across from him, and she is on her phone. And her head is kind of tilted downwards, so she's looking down. She's looking at her phone. What do they call it? Phone neck or something like that? I think there's like now some sort of issue that's happening with young people.
I don't know. I've never heard the term phone neck
before. I don't know if that's what it's called, but there's some sort of like spinal issue that's being developed in teenagers because of this constant use of the phone. At least so I've heard. So anyway, she's looking straight, you know, basically straight down or mostly downwards at this phone. And Tony the Tiger is sitting in front of her in this bright orange, you know, Tony the Tiger outfit. And she is just sitting. She has no idea. It's actually the woman with the phone, or the camera phone, was standing near me, and I kind of whispered at her. I was like, did she even notice him? And she says no. And so all these students are turning and looking at this, and we're sitting there looking. And so, like, everyone has – it's one of those things where
texting
you can –
texting neck.
You should – yeah, okay. So it's one of those things where you should be able to feel people looking at you, right? And she's – like, everyone's watching this, and people are giggling, and Tony's just sitting there waiting. And finally, after a solid minute of this, and it felt like 2 or 3 minutes, it was actually 59 seconds, according to the woman with the camera phone. She looks up, notices him, and actually jumps in her chair because she was caught off guard by this. But, yeah, I mean, that's you know, she wasn't bothering anybody by being on her phone. I mean, it's completely insular, that kind of activity. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Good thing he wasn't a real tiger, or she'd be done for. You can join us here, and you can join us on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live, and it's great!
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Please, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. It's a brand new website. You can go there. It's similar in some ways to the old site. You can still submit show topics to Free Talk Live. Maybe you do this a lot, Daryl, actually, with fpp.cc.
Yeah, I've actually got it set up using if this, then that.
Oh, that's why you're so prolific at it. So you've actually turned it into a robot.
Yes.
So whenever you post something new on fpp.cc, it automatically posts over on the Free Talk
Live. RSS.
That's pretty sweet. So, hey, those of you who can automate things, you can also do that. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You submit content to the site, like Daryl's doing, and then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike what you've submitted. So if you like it, you vote it up, and if you don't, you can either ignore it or vote it down. So it's up to you what shows up on that front page. Now, also on the front page, there's an extra tab that says FTL News. You click on that tab, and it is actually essentially a blog for Free Talk Live. And Mark's been doing some blogging over there. So it's our first time actually having a blog on the Free Talk Live site. That's one of the big new features.
The best feature that you have, as far as you know, my opinion, is during the live show.
Right.
You go and there's the play
thing to where you can listen to the show
on the front page.
On the front page instead of having to like click in, listen, and play.
Yeah, you used to have
whatever.
To click a few times to get to the live stream when the show was on live. Now, during 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, if you go to freetalklive.com, so like right now, if you go to freetalklive.com, the live player comes up. Now, of course, you can skip past that and go to the main site if you want to, but it just makes it a lot easier to get tuned in, which presumably is one of the reasons you're going to our website in the first place. So please go and enjoy the brand new site. It's freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Jennifer is in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yes. My comment is that the teacher should went to the girl's desk, this young girl's desk, and quietly asked her to go to the principal's office.
Well, presumably the teacher did ask the girl to go to the office or told her.
Right,
to
but we don't know
phone.
If she did that quietly.
You're saying presumably. You don't know if she did.
We don't know, but that's what we were. That's what the
right,
report
said. What I'm saying is that she should have gone to the principal's office. That's where the police should have been called, not in the classroom.
Well, I don't
that
think the police should have been called at all. I mean, look.
We have some uncivilized people in this country.
Yeah, but you don't call the police on somebody who's disturbing a class. In my opinion, I mean,
I've seen them call the cops for younger than her.
That doesn't mean it's okay. You really shouldn't call the police unless it's absolutely necessary.
It's not okay, but this is white America. This is what they do. They like to.
This is white America. Is that what you said?
Yes, and this is what they do.
I don't know about that. The administrator in this class is black.
They are uncivilized, and they don't.
Who is uncivilized? I'm sorry, I missed what you were saying there.
They have zero tolerance. First of all, they like to.
Oh, slow down. Wait. Jennifer, we got to have a conversation here. I did not understand what you said. You said they're uncivilized, and they have zero tolerance. Who is they?
Well, you know who is they.
I'm asking you. If I knew, I wouldn't ask.
Other people's country without asking any questions. This is what they like to do. I'm talking about white America. Like
you're saying it's white people?
Bomb other people's country. They don't want to hear anything. They just ask.
Ma'am,
I don't know
if you're a racist or whatever, but there are black people.
It's the truth.
It was a white cop, but it was a black administrator that was in the classroom.
I'm saying the woman is uncivilized, okay?
Which woman? The young, the 16-year-old black girl that was attacked?
No, the teacher is uncivilized. And
okay, I don't know if it was a woman. I'm not sure who the teacher was in the
whatever,
case.
Whatever.
What evidence do you have that the teacher was white?
The teacher should have been fired.
What evidence do you have that the teacher is white?
What difference does it make?
It doesn't make any difference. She's just asserting that this woman is white, and I don't know if it's number one, I don't know if it was a woman. Number two, I don't know if the woman was white. But number three, I know for a fact that the administrator standing in there was a black man. And to me, it doesn't matter. This is about power. This is about
fired for being uncivilized. And
who should be fired?
You know, this young girl must probably was trying to reach out to someone. She probably had problems at home. Something
I imagine she does.
Wrong.
She's in foster care. You know? I mean, most of those kids have problems because of the foster care system.
The teacher should be fired. Along with the
you keep repeating the same thing over and over again, but I don't know if we're actually having a conversation here. Look, isn't this about power? Can I ask you a question?
I don't make my comment, and I'm standing my mind.
All right, well, then, all right, good night, then. Because I would have rather had a conversation with you, but if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Because I agree with you, Daryl. It's not about race. It's about power. It's about this cop wielding power over other people and generally knowing that he can get away with it.
Well, and not just the cop. It's the administrator or the teacher or whoever it was that called the cops that wanted to exert their power over this 16-year-old girl that probably didn't want to be in school, but you've got this other group of people, the South Carolina legislature and the South Carolina Department of Education, that says, no, you have to be here because we haven't said you can't.
And then you got this lady calling in, Jennifer there, saying that white America bombs other countries. No, the United States government bombs other countries.
Most people.
The U.S. military bombs hospitals and then says, we didn't know it was a hospital. And then a couple days later, oh, yeah, we knew it was a hospital, but our mechanical or our radar or something or another was down and we didn't realize. And now let's smash a tank into it and destroy all the evidence of our war crime. That's what the U.S. military does.
Yeah, and the U.S. military is populated by whites, blacks, Asians, Hispanics, all kinds of different, you know, ethnic varieties.
Yeah.
The difference, the dividing line between people isn't whether they're black or they're white. It's whether they're willing to use aggressive force against their neighbors or not.
Right.
And there are plenty of people of all colors who absolutely are willing to use aggressive force.
Yes.
That lady on the phone just said that that the teacher should have called the police. Or that the administrator should have called the police once the girl was in the office.
Right.
So she didn't have a problem using the police in this situation, and I do.
Right.
And to me, it doesn't matter what color the people were in this particular story. It happened to be that the cop was white, but as some of the students had pointed out, this officer was known as Officer Slam. And he would pick on anyone in the school. He would go after any of the students. It did not matter what their color was. Now, maybe he would go after the black students more harshly. I don't know. I don't go to the school. And that could be an issue. It's certainly true that some cops are racist. No doubt about that. But that lady sounded racist, too.
Yeah. Blaming all white people for something.
Yeah, I'm against the use of aggressive force against peaceful people. Now, you can argue that this girl was out of line in class. You can argue that she was being disobedient. But you can be disobedient and still remain peaceful.
Right.
Okay, you don't, just because you're on your phone doesn't mean you have to scream and shout if someone tells you to get off the phone. And again, we don't know what happened before the cop came into the class. We've had reports about, you know, what the students have said, but there's nothing on video at that time, so, you know, ultimately we're not really sure. But when the cop did come into the class, she wasn't yelling. In the video for the, 20 seconds or so before the attack actually happens, the cop saunters on over to her, has a few words with her. She speaks back to him in a normal tone of voice. She's not any louder than that cop on that video. And then she's attacked. And to me, it's all about this cop knowing that he can get away with this most of the time.
Right.
In this case, he got his ass busted because somebody recorded three people. Recorded that situation, three different camera angles. There was no denying that that cop was out of line. That's why his sheriff had to fire him.
I would still say, to some degree, he did, quote-unquote, get away with it.
That's true.
Because he is facing absolutely zero criminal liability.
At least thus far, he has not been criminally charged. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so he did get off relatively easy. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on South Carolina scene or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. The cop who slammed a young girl to the ground, she's 16 years old, for being on her phone and refusing to leave the class when she was told to. He attacked her viciously. He's now lost his job as a result of that, as he should. But further, Daryl, as you pointed out, so far, no criminal charges whatsoever. Now, let me tell you, if you went up to a cop and just so much as pushed them with your little pinky finger, you could end up with, felony assault on a police officer charges.
Wasn't there an incident in New Hampshire several years ago where some guy walked by a police officer and the cop sort of, like, stepped in front of him and he just bumped his shoulder?
Yeah, that's right, a freestater.
And they put some sort of assault on a police officer charge on him.
I don't know I don't remember what happened with that charge. They might have dropped it ultimately.
I remember there was the parody video put out by the Citizens for respecting assaulted police or something, where they were saying, like, you should send Band-Aids so that he can heal his wounds.
Oh, my God. That was
hilarious video. Mike Tyner was the guy's name.
Big Mike, as we call him.
Supposedly assaulted the police officer by, like, you know, barely brushing up against him because the cop steps in front of him while he's walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah. So, I wish I could remember what the outcome was of that case, but it's a classic. I'm sure if you search for Mike Tyner, it's T-I-N-E-R, on Free Keen, you'll find some of the old stories about that. That's, again, freekeen.com. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. Also, our Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark Edge, normally here on a Wednesday night, but tonight he's on his way to Las Vegas. left early this morning. He's going to be tomorrow at the D Hotel for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's happening in Vegas. It's happening Thursday and Friday this week. It's not too late for you to get there and attend this event. I don't know if the tickets are still for sale on their website. I didn't look. Bitcoininvestor.com. Check it out for yourself. If not, I'm sure they'll let you in if you walk up with enough cash. And it's an affordable event. Tickets were, I think, being pre-sold for like $100. So to be able to go to a convention in Vegas for $100, that's pretty sweet. And you can go to bitcoininvestor.com. You'll get to see Mark. He's going to be doing some of the emceeing work there. He'll also be broadcasting live from the event.
Assuming that Brian Sovereign, the tech genius, is able to help Mark put the equipment together that you so conveniently pre-labeled so that Brian knows
That's
where
right.
everything goes.
It looks like you can still get the tickets online at bitcoininvestor.com. If you wait till you go to the door, it's $149, which is still an incredibly affordable price for a weekend or sort of a two-day-long convention here. It's the first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference, and again, it kicks off tomorrow in Vegas at the D Hotel, which, by the way, accepts Bitcoin. So if you want to pay for your room with Bitcoin, stay at the D. Go to bitcoininvestor.com and go see Mark. He's going to be out there. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. That's where Dave is in Montana on Skype. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I had it out with a nun one time. I think it was seventh grade or something like that. And I talked back to her and yelled and stuff. So she left the class. She came back in about half hour, 40 minutes past. And my father walks into the classroom, told me to come to the front of the class, and he asked me if I talked back to the nun. I said, yeah. Bang! Right to the floor, one
Whoa.
Shot. And
what,
then
where
he threw
did he
me
hit you?
Out, right in the head.
Oh, God.
And then he threw me out into the hallway. The teacher freaked. But I never messed around in class no more after that.
So you don't think the teacher expected him to do that?
No, not at all.
Did you expect him to do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't the first time he hit you then?
When he walked into the room, I felt wind.
Wow.
Wind that wasn't there, you know what I mean?
You knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I say. Call the parent out of work, bring them to the school, and tell them to come and get your kid.
Yep.
And get them out of the school.
What about in the case of this girl who did not have parents? She was in some sort of foster care, something or another.
You call the foster parent and you tell them to get out of work and come over here and get your kid and bring them home. That's what a foster parent's for. They're the parent.
You know, it worked in retail when I used to work at the big Kmart in Florida.
You call people's parents and tell them
I
to
wouldn't.
Get your
yeah,
child
call
out
them
of work.
Right out of work. You tell me, or you're gonna then you tell me come and get your kid, or we're gonna have the police remove them, and the parent ain't gonna want that.
I think that's a better solution than calling the cops. I'll certainly give you that one, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE.
No, I think getting rid of compulsory education that forces
Sure.
kids to be in school that don't want to be in school in the first place is probably a better idea.
That's a great idea, but probably a lot harder to implement than a mere policy change of not calling the police. How about let's start with not calling the police. If we can at all avoid calling the police, let's avoid the calling of the police as far as being school administrators. And
I don't know. That's probably going to be a very difficult policy to get implemented.
You're right about that. So what I was going to tell you about Kmart. So I worked in the electronics department of the big Kmart in Sarasota when I was growing up as a teenager. And, you know, I'd work actually together to some extent with the loss control department. And I was always amused when, you know, people would get busted for stealing things or attempting to steal things. And it frequently was teenagers who would be doing those sorts of things. And mostly teenage boys. So you know, they would always call the parents of these teenage boys, and then at some point the parents would arrive. They'd sit in the loss control office with the loss control officer and sort of sweat it out for a while, and ultimately the parents would arrive, and I would make loops through the stockroom just so I could walk by the office and just watch what was going on. And sometimes the kids are crying and, you know, making a big production out of the whole thing. And then when mom and dad show up, it get pretty interesting in there.
Oh, so, I'm sure it did.
So I don't know if they could call the police on them because they were juveniles. Maybe they could. I suspect they could.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They ultimately didn't call the police. They called their parents, and they let the parents handle the situation. If it was a felony or something, I think they'd call the police. But if it was, you know, them trying to steal a CD or something like that, they'd call the parents.
My guess is, and I'm being purely speculative here, but if you call the police, there's all kinds of paperwork that you have to deal with.
Could be, too.
But if you call the parents, and the parents come down, and the parents have a talking to the child, and then they give you back the merchandise, there's less paperwork.
Well, I mean, that's probably a factor, but it's also the factor that you don't want to ruin the relationship with the parents either, right? Like, you don't want to go too far. In the same way,
right.
Like you were describing being professional security and, you know,
right.
Not actually hurting, trying to not hurt the person who was causing the issue at the club or
right.
Whatever it was you were securing.
Hospital.
Or the hospital. And so in this case, it's the same situation where the store doesn't want to lose the parents' business.
Right.
They would much rather just call the parents in and say, look, you know, we caught your son Billy, he was trying to steal something here. Can you come down and pick him up? And then the parents are going to be like, I'm so sorry. This is going to be their response to the loss control.
Right.
Billy, you are a naughty boy, and we are going to give it to you when you get home. You get in that car right now. And then you'll say like something to the loss control, like, look, mister, I am so sorry about Billy's behavior, and I really appreciate you calling us instead of the police, right? Because
right.
Which parent wants to, you know, parents don't want to have their kids go to jail. Then they'd be more likely to be upset at the loss control officer or the store in general,
right.
And then they, you know, might not ever shop there again. Whereas if you just call the parents, you might not lose their business.
Right. And I know that in various jobs that I've had, I've made decisions about how to do something based on which thing would give me less paperwork to deal with.
Sure. I'm not denying that could be a factor, but I think, you know, when you're running a business that is, you know, you live and die by your customers.
Right.
Customer service, for me at least, is the number one priority.
Yes.
And so if I were in control, that would be my policy for the reason of we want the parents to come shop
and
there.
Generally, good customer service requires less paperwork.
Well, there you go, too, right? If you're busy doing paperwork, you can't go out and catch other thieves,
right.
I suppose. So join us right here. Our toll-free number, whether you want to talk about the police abusing people, which is always it's always a hot topic. This particular story has basically driven the last two shows on Free Talk Live. But you, of course, can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, you wanted to talk about a Halloween revolt. This purported this plot by anarchists supposedly to attack police on Halloween night. Did I get that right, Darryl?
That's the claim. There's supposedly some national liberation militia that I've never heard of that is organizing a Halloween revolt.
And, well, I've heard they're fake. I've heard it was made up.
That's what it seems like, and we've got a story from Photography Is Not a Crime.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll join you here, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Our number 3 is on the way, 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind or comment on all of this. It's Free Talk Live. And Skype username, lrn.fm.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.